When safety warnings backfire. Good morning, it's Saturday, June 14th, and today's AI briefing has one overarching theme. What happens when being too honest about risk becomes the risk itself? The big story dominating headlines is Anthropic's sudden suspension of its most powerful models. The government has pulled the plug on Fable 5 and Mythos 5 access, following what appears to be a direct response to Anthropic's own safety warnings. According to reports, Amazon CEO Andy Jassy spoke with White House officials about security concerns shortly before the export control directive hit. The irony is sharp. Anthropic has built its brand on being the responsible AI company, publishing detailed safety reports and red-teaming results. Now that transparency may have triggered the very crackdown they were trying to prevent through self-regulation. This isn't just a U.S. story. India is now debating its AI future as Anthropic suspends access to new models there, too. The ripple effects of this government action are forcing every country to ask whether they want to be dependent on U.S.-controlled AI infrastructure, or whether they need to accelerate their own sovereign AI programs. Meanwhile, OpenAI is facing a separate investigation from multiple state attorneys general. Details are still emerging, but the timing is notable. The two leading AI labs are now both under active government scrutiny, signaling a major shift from the permissive environment of 2023 and 2024. On the corporate trust front, KPMG just pulled an entire report on AI usage after discovering apparent hallucinations in the output. For a Big Four consulting firm, this is a massive credibility hit. These are the companies enterprises trust to guide their digital transformation strategies. When KPMG can't catch AI hallucinations in their own research before publishing, it raises uncomfortable questions about how many other reports, across how many firms, might contain similar errors that haven't been caught yet. Meta is also having a rough week. The company is reportedly moving to unwind a $2 billion deal for Manus after Beijing demanded changes. This is geopolitics colliding directly with AI infrastructure deals, and it's forcing companies to choose sides in ways that aren't economically optimal. The infrastructure side has its own drama. SpaceX reportedly rented out capacity at Elon's Colossus One AI data center after running into latency issues trying to develop and run Grok AI. Bloomberg reports deals renting to Anthropic for $15 billion annually and Google for $920 million per month. That's not just side revenue, that's a massive pivot. When your satellite data center plans hit technical walls, why not become a cloud provider to your competitors? And speaking of Elon, he's now the world's first trillionaire. Whether that number is fully realized or paper wealth is less important than the symbolic milestone. The AI infrastructure boom is creating wealth at a scale and speed we haven't seen since the railroad and oil booms of the 1800s. So what does all this mean? We're watching trust evaporate across multiple dimensions simultaneously. Government trust in AI labs to self-regulate. Enterprise trust in consultants using AI, geopolitical trust in cross-border AI deals, and technical trust in cutting-edge infrastructure. This creates an opening. When incumbents stumble, new players win. Here's the single most compelling business idea emerging from today's news. Build an AI audit and verification service specifically for enterprises, not consulting firms trying to upsell transformation projects, not the AI companies auditing themselves. An independent third party that does nothing but verify AI outputs, trace model behavior, and certify that what companies are shipping actually does what they claim. Think of it as a hybrid between financial audit and cybersecurity pen testing, but for AI systems. The KPMG embarrassment proves enterprises need this and don't have it. Price it as an annual retainer, sell it to boards and general counsel, and position it as insurance against the next embarrassing AI failure. The regulatory pressure will only increase from here, which means this becomes mandatory infrastructure within 18 months. That's it for today. Stay sharp out there.